Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The United Health Foundation recently released its 12th America's Health Rankings Senior Report. The report covers 52 measures, providing insights into many of the strengths and areas of improvement in the health of older Americans on a national and statewide level. Although gaps remain across states, high-speed internet access and the number of geriatric clinicians continued to increase nationwide. However, several economic drivers of health have worsened in recent years for seniors, including poverty, housing cost burdens, and food insecurity. On the line to discuss some of the findings from the report is Dr. Ravi Johar, a chief medical officer for United Healthcare. Thank you for joining me.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Johar, start by telling us, what are some of the key highlights of the 2024 senior report overall?
Sure. As you mentioned, America's Health Rankings is a report that's put out by the United Health Foundation and look specifically at the health of our adults that are age 65 and over. Now, they comprise approximately 17.3% of the population. Almost 58 million people are in that group. And it's one of the fastest growing groups. So it's really important to focus on issues and things that affect their health. And like you just mentioned, the report looks at 52 different unique measures from 24 different data sources, ranging all the way from the Census Bureau all the way down to state and local report on folks' health, and gives us a really good snapshot of how the seniors are doing right now. We found both good and bad things going on, obviously, areas for improvement and also areas where the seniors are doing very, very well. One of the things we saw that in overall in the country is that frequent mental distress is up about 11%. Now, this is referring to people ages 65 and over who have more than 14 days out of every month where they feel like they're mentally not doing well. So that's a pretty significant number. On the good side, we saw that early deaths dropped down fairly dramatically, 8% down, and that means 55,000 fewer deaths early, which means people dying before they normally would have based on their medical conditions or problems. So that was a really good finding. Housing costs actually increased about 3% to where they're having severe difficulties, and that's defined by spending more than a third of their monthly income on housing. These is an additional 741,000 seniors that are having problems with housing these days.
What are some of the other challenges cited in this year's report?
Well, one of the things we saw was that depression is up significantly, up about 6%. And the other thing that this report looked at this year, which is unique from previous years, is disparity between the different populations. For example, we know that in a Black population, they are 11 times more prone to drug deaths than an Asian population. We also know that depression increases dramatically. It's almost 5 times higher if you have a cognitive difficulty than if you don't have any cognitive difficulties. We know that, unfortunately, a lot of our seniors start to develop cognitive issues as they get older. We know that frequent mental distress is 7.7% greater if you have some kind of cognitive difficulty than if you don't. So those are a couple of other things that we found that are pretty dramatic. The other thing that this report looked at is the amount of unpaid elder care. Now, this is care that's provided to an adult by a family member, a friend, the community, things of that sort. I think it was really important to look at this because we know now are documenting that a lot of care is being given to our elders by family members and friends.
Why is there a report for seniors specifically?
The seniors are a very diverse population, and it's a growing population. Their needs are different from those of, you know, a very young age group or even a growing age group. So it's important to focus on issues and problems that affect the seniors much more than affect the other population. And by getting this kind of report out there, it allows the communities to focus their resources on problems that may be unique to seniors, or that they can devote more issues onto things that will affect seniors.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ravi Johar, a chief medical officer for United Healthcare, about America's Health Rankings Senior Report. What tends to impact individual state rankings the most? And do you notice any common themes about what may drag down a state's ranking?
Yeah, I mean, all of these factors go into a state's overall ranking. But probably the thing that's the most important as far as the rankings is the early death rate. When you have a lot of people dying earlier than they should, everything kind of flows up into that. Is it because of environmental conditions? Is it physical environment? Is it social economic factors? Is it behaviors? All of those things tend to drive the early death rate. So that's probably the biggest thing. The other things that have a lot of weight in these measures are things such as smoking, exercise, insufficient sleep, poverty, all those things that we sometimes don't think about being involved with their health, but all of those have a major factor in there.
Can you tell us about California's rankings?
California actually has some mixed bag, some very good news and some areas where it can show some improvement. California actually ranked 29th this year. It was 34th last year, so that's an increase of 5, which is one of the biggest increases we saw in the country. So that's excellent to see that. So I think that looks really good from that standpoint. But even among those numbers, there's some areas where California is doing very, very well in the top 5 in the country. And then there's some other areas where they're doing not well at all. In fact, ranking dead last, 50th in the country. So it's a mixed bag. There's some areas that are really good. For example, some things that are really, really positive about California are the number of healthcare workers. They're second in the country as far as healthcare workers, which is great. The internet usage is up by 15% to almost 90% of the population having high-speed internet. And that we know is really critical because that's important for telehealth and even for staying connected to family, friends, loved ones. And we know that, as the Surgeon General pointed out, loneliness is an extremely great problem for seniors. So having that is really good. Overall, California ranked 7th in the country as far as overall health outcomes, and that was excellent. They're number 10 in the country for early death. So those are all some really good things that's going on in California. Some of the areas where California is not doing so hot is in the physical environment. They actually rank 50th in the country as physical environment. And a lot of that is because of the air pollution, or they rank 50th in the country, and housing cost burden, which is more than spending more than a third of their income on housing. And they're 50th for that. Another area is drinking water, where they're ranked in the bottom 10 in the country, the 42nd in the country as far as drinking water violations and issues. So there's some issues there for sure. We know that drug deaths, unfortunately, are up by 55%, and that's an area that would be something to look at. On the other hand, smoking is down by 14%, so that's an excellent thing there.
What can older adults do to stay healthy and curb some of the challenges highlighted by the report?
Well, one of the most important things I think we saw is staying active, getting out of the house, interacting with your neighbors, friends, having activities outside the house is something that's really, really important. Obviously, another important thing is establishing care with a primary care physician is critically important. And keeping up to date on your vaccination is very, very important. So those are all things that seniors can do. Watching your teeth, there's a real correlation between oral health and your physical health. So making sure that you're getting in for things as far as need to be done for dental work also is important.
I've been speaking with Dr. Ravi Johar, a chief medical officer for United Healthcare, about America's Health Rankings Senior Report. Anything else you think we should know, or where can we go to look at the rankings ourselves?
Thankfully, if you go to americashealthrankings.org, that is an incredible website. It's full of data, just not only on your state, but all other states and nationally. It gives you a really good chance to look to really dig into a lot of these numbers and really go in depth on it. And our hope is that that website and this report is used by our policymakers and public health officials to really see where they can focus their resources and, you know, really put emphasis on public health and our seniors and make changes like California did. I mean, jumping 5 points is, I think, pretty dramatic and a sign that things are being utilized the way that we'd like them to.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for being on the front lines.
My pleasure to be with you guys.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.